Our next speaker, Malin Mitchell, is a Madison firefighter and president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. He's the first African-American to hold that office. He was an outspoken critic of Governor Scott Walker's collective bargaining changes and ran against incumbent Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in the 2012 recall. He continues his work for workers here in Wisconsin. Let's give a warm welcome to Malin Mitchell.
How we doing? We can do better than that now. How we doing? Are we fired up? That's good. I can't hear you. I can't see anything either. These lights are bright. Are we fired up? So when I say fired up, you are supposed to say ready to go. In unison, though. Together. Are we ready? Are we fired up? Fired up! Are we fired up? All right, that's better. All right, before I get officially started, so I'm going to, I have a good friend of mine that works at the post office. So I wanted to share a Labor Day message that he got, if you don't mind. So he works at the post office. His job, actually, throughout the entire process of processing mail and doing his normal job is to look at ineligible writing on envelopes and see if they should go through the mail, open them up, see if it's whatever. So he did that. One day he got a letter. It was addressed in shaky handwriting. And I actually have the letter here on my phone, so that's why I'm reading from my phone. But the letter was addressed to God. The letter addressed to God with no actual address. So he thought he should open it and see what it was about. So the letter read this. Dear God, I'm an 83-year-old widow living on a very small pension. Yesterday, someone stole my purse. It had $100 in it, which was all the money I had until my next pension payment. Next Monday is Labor Day. And I had invited two of my friends over for dinner. Without that money, I have nothing to buy food with, have no family to turn to, and you are my only hope. Can you please help me, God? Sincerely, Edna. So my buddy was so touched by this letter, he went around and showed it to other people in the post office. Each one of them dug into their wallets to give a little bit of money for Edna. By the time he made his rounds around the post office, he got $96 to send back to Edna. So he put in an envelope and sent it to the woman, to Edna. The rest of the day, all the workers felt the warm glow, think of Edna and the dinner she would be able to have and share with her friends. Labor Day came and went. A few days later, another letter came from the same Edna. To God. All the workers were so happy that they gathered around to read the letter together. So my buddy read the letter together, and it read, Dear God, how can I ever thank you enough for what you did for me? Because of your gift of love, I was able to fix a glorious dinner for my friends. We had a very nice day, and I told my friends of your wonderful gift. P.S. By the way, there was $4 missing. I think it might have been those bastards at the post office. Now, you got to have some humor in life, right? Life's too short to always be serious. So, are we fired up? So this year marks my 20th year. I know Randy talked about being 20 years doing the iron. I've actually, this year marks my 20th year being a firefighter right here in the city of Madison. I love it. I'm a lieutenant at downtown at Station 1, so if you're ever down at Station 1 or downtown Ralph State Street on Dayton, come by and see us. We'll give you a great tour. But, you know, as firefighters, our job is to respond to those a lot of times, quite frankly, on the worst days of their lives. And as firefighters, when they are having their worst day, we have to be at our best. But right now in our state, a lot of the community, a lot of people that we represent or serve all across the state are having some of the worst days of their lives. Because we live in a time where wages are low, where our governor will, I know this is not a partisan event, but our governor will boast about having a low unemployment rate, 3.5, 3.3%, but we have many people working two or three jobs just to make ends meet. Our economy is lagging behind our neighboring states. We have the greatest shrinking middle class, and that's not a good thing. We have the greatest shrinking middle class of Midwestern states. And we don't even talk about, we always talk about the middle class, but we don't talk about those that are actually living below middle class wages. The working poor. And we look at the state budget, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but we look at this last state budget where they took money from the working poor. The Wisconsin Working Families Tax for those making less than $9,000 has been cut. But again, they cut the alternative minimum tax for those making between $200,000 and $500,000. But we don't want to get in the weeds tonight. But we have a state that has a crumbling infrastructure, a state that cuts $1 billion from public education in 2011, but now in 2017, they come back and put $638 million into public education, and we're supposed to call that progress. Well, as a wise man once said, you can't put a knife 8 inches in my back, pull it out 4 inches, and I'm supposed to say thank you. Studies have shown that most people in the state of Wisconsin, and 99% of people in the state of Wisconsin make less than $50,000 a year on average. The 99% of the people in the state of Wisconsin make less or around $50,000 a year on average. Whereas the top 1% make $933,000 a year. So we have a wage gap. We have wage inequality in our state. It's kind of like we are all sitting at a table, and there's 12 cookies at this table. So at this table, there's Governor Walker. Let's say there's the CEO of Foxconn sitting there with him. There's Joe or Jan, taxpayer, sitting there as well. And then there's the teacher, or the firefighter, or the construction worker sitting there at the same table. So there's 12 cookies at the table. Governor Walker and the CEO of Foxconn take 11 cookies. They hold them to themselves. Then Governor Walker says, well, you know what? Joe or Jan taxpayer, you better get your cookie because that union worker is going to take your cookie. Or that teacher is going to take your cookie. Or that janitor is going to take your cookie. That construction worker is going to take your cookie. That's what we are living in right now under Governor Walker's administration. And in my opinion, the governor's number one job is to be raising the standards of living for everybody, not just union workers. Not just skilled or unskilled workers, but everybody. Everybody should have their way of life better under our governor. We've had a tax on labor. We've had right to work. Project labor agreements attacked. We all know about Act 10. Prevailing wage now being attacked again. Voter ID, they call it voter registration, but we know exactly what it is. It's voter suppression being attacked. At a time where we don't have enough money to fulfill our obligation to make our roads better, our infrastructure better. We don't have enough money to fund adequately school funding. We don't have enough money to adequately fund infrastructure and everything else we're doing, but we have $3 billion that we can give to an out of country, a Taiwanese company coming into the state of Wisconsin promising just 3,000 jobs. That's what they have promised. I know the governor is saying we're going to have 50, 60,000 jobs with the everything that's going to go around it, and we're going to be bringing more companies in, and that's all great and good. We want jobs in our state, don't we? But not at the cost of taxpayers. We have a $638, $1 billion budget gap for our schools, but we can't cover that. We're ranked 49th among the states for roads, but we can't even fulfill our $1 billion obligation to our roads. But we can give $3 billion to Foxconn. But now when I travel the state of Wisconsin, and being my job, I'm the state president, so we represent over 100 communities, about 60 locals, people all across the state, from Superior to Kenosha, from Beloit to Green Bay. I talk to a lot of Democrats and progressives and liberals. And we always are, right now, a lot of people are pointing the finger at others. They're saying, I mean, I know we had Secretary Clinton's book come out. Now she's pointing fingers. We have Bernie Sanders. Sometimes they're pointing fingers. And that, to me, makes no sense, because we have to keep our eyes on the prize and keep our eyes on the target. And we should know what the target is in 2018 without me saying it. So it's time for us to get up. It's time for us to stand up. And it's time for us to get back to work. And get back to work for the people and the decent people of the state of Wisconsin. Are you fired up? Are you fired up? Because we may be down at times, but we are not out. If it's a fight they want, it's a fight they're going to get. But we have to bring it to them. We need in the state of Wisconsin an economy that gives everybody a fair shot. That anybody who wants a decent job will have one. We need an economy in the state of Wisconsin that invests in education, that invests in child care, that invests in good health care. We need the ability just to enjoy life. We need the ability that for everyone that wants to go to fish fry on Friday, they don't have to worry about paying for it on Monday morning. That's what we need in the state of Wisconsin. And I know we can do it, and I know it will be so. Because right now in our state, some of the people are having the worst days of their lives. They're attacking progressives. They're attacking liberals. But I'm fired up. Because I'm proud to stand before you today to announce, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a new politics brewing in the state of Wisconsin. They call us liberals. They call us progressives. And at times, we run away from it. They say, well, you know what? Nobody from Madison can run statewide. Well, I don't think you should tell U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin that. They say, you know what? Nobody from the city of Milwaukee can run statewide. Well, I don't think that's the case. But what have liberals done? Liberals ended slavery. Liberals gave women the right to vote. Liberals gave African Americans the right to vote. Liberals created Social Security, lifting millions of elderly outside of poverty. Liberals created Medicare. Liberals ended segregation. Liberals created the Civil Rights Act. Liberals created the Clean Air Act. Liberals created the Clean Water Act. Liberals created the Voting Rights Act. That's what liberals did. But what did the conservatives do? They opposed every one of these programs. When they call us liberals or they call me a progressive, I don't run away from it. I don't shy away from it. I take it on like a badge of honor. Because that's what we are about as progressives. That was what we are about as liberals, is making it better for others. And we should not shy away from that. We should not be scared of who we are. We should take that on with a badge of honor. And if they call us liberals and they don't like it, I say it's a bunch of malarkey. I was going to curse, but I used malarkey instead. But we know the governor of the state of Wisconsin. I'll end with this. Our governor is one that puts politics over people. He's one that puts politics over progress. He's one that puts politics over policy. And he's one that puts politics over priorities. The very people that have rigged the system are the same people who are telling us that they're going to fix the system that they have already rigged. I mean, if you think about it, while we as workers put lobster and steak on their table, they also want us sitting at the bottom of the table begging for the scraps that fall off the table. That's what's happening right now. So I have a very simple economic message. While businesses are flourishing in the state of Wisconsin, that's great. I don't mind rich people. Rich people buy me drinks. I love them. There's nothing wrong with being rich or being wealthy, but it's how you use that wealth or how you use your money. We need businesses to flourish. We need even corporations to flourish. Not every CEO is a bad person. But we need, while profits are up, it's a very simple economic message. If profits are up, wages have to be up. Because the middle class and those living below middle class wages, we are the driver of our economy. We talk about the economy at times like we're not part of it, like we're not the ones who actually make the economy better. The people who make the economy better are the middle class and those living below middle class wages. Because when we have more money in our pocket, what do? When we spend money and we spend more money in our pocket, what happens? More jobs have to be created, more goods and services have to be produced. So when more goods and services have to be produced, when we're spending more money, and more jobs have to be created, that makes all of us rise together. Tide rises together. We all rise together. That's a very simple message. So when profits are up, wages have to be up, because we are the true job creators. Not the Robin Barons they talk about, not the John Birch Society, not the Koch brothers. We are the ones who create jobs, because we are the economy and we spend the money. But some don't want the working class to stand up. They don't want us to get on our feet. They don't want us to keep moving. But we will not be deterred. Because politics is not a spectator sport. We can't sit on the sideline. But we can't stop there. And we can't stop, and we won't stop. This is not a movement, but a way of life. Because movement's in. This has to be a way of life. We won't stop till everyone. We won't stop till everyone has the opportunity to live a decent life. We won't stop till every Wisconsinite has the ability to get a decent wage. We won't stop till every Wisconsinite has the ability to get affordable health care. We won't stop till every Wisconsinite has the ability to have a quality education. We won't stop till every Wisconsinite has the ability to go on a vacation. That's the American dream. But what the hell is the American dream if everyone can't have the opportunity to live it? I believe we can do it. I believe we can do it. I believe that we can achieve it, but we have to reclaim our moral outrage and our righteous indignation. We have to continue to fight. We have to keep our feet moving because people are hurting. We have to choose community over chaos. And as unions, we have to get back into our community and work with people. We need a land where people don't take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few. It is our calling. It is our duty. It's our civil rights and labor rights in American politics. Time to join together and work to better for all. We can accomplish it and our government can provide it, but we have to demand it. But our resolve has to be stronger, ladies and gentlemen. Our passion has to be deeper. And our pain has to last longer. Because at the end of the day, this is about justice. And this is about history. And I guarantee when it's all said and done, we'll be on the right side of justice and the right side of history on Wisconsin.
Malin Mitchell. He's a firefighter that's fired up, that's for sure.